This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. They're on their way home. Stranded American astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams after 9 months in zero gravity. They and 200 space people in a capsule that undocked from the International Space Station a little after 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Expecting a splash down in the Gulf of Mexico this Tuesday afternoon. A federal judge demands written answers to his questions from Justice Department lawyers over the Trump administration refusing to stop his order Saturday, deportation of alleged dangerous Venezuelan gang members. Trump claims authority under a 1798 Alien Enemies Act. Yale Law School professor Harold Humphrey Cole.
It's a wartime provision. We're in peacetime. Congress declares war, not the president. It applies to Iraq by foreign nations, the drug cartel, and there is no invasion.
Gaza ceasefire ends. Attacks by the Israeli Air Force. Over 100 deaths reported by Gaza health officials. This is ABC News. Tariff wars could hurt your ability to get cheap prescription drugs, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
China is a major manufacturer of the ingredients in generics. Those drugs make up about 90% of the prescriptions filled in the U.S.
The U.N. Security Council tells Afghanistan's Taliban rulers that peace and prosperity are unattainable until they reverse bans on women and girls getting an education, having jobs, and speaking in public. Wall Street's major indexes finished higher, coming off four straight losing weeks. Dow gained 353 points, the S&P 500 up 30. The NASDAQ up 55. Joining Alicia Keys, Dolly Parton, and Neil Diamond as musical icons turning their songs into Broadway stage musicals, James Taylor. Show titled Fire and Rain was announced Monday. It's in development. Fire and Rain was released as a single in 1970 from Taylor's second album, Sweet Baby James. It peaked at number 3 in the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sport. It depends on whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at HUD.gov/fairhousing. That's HUD.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
March Madness is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the brackets are out. The Badgers play in Denver Thursday afternoon at 12:30 against Montana in the Ball Arena in Denver for the opening round of the NCAA basketball tournament. Marquette is going back to the dance. They face New Mexico Friday night in Cleveland. Head coach Shaka Smart.
This is a day that, as a basketball player, basketball coach, you have circled on your calendar waiting for light rain late. Wednesday, 48% with 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulation. Through late evening, Thursday 41 with gusty winds, and Friday near 50 light rain possible in the afternoon.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Damian Lillard on how the Thunder were different than the team they beat in the NBA Cup last December.
I just think, you know, obviously they are who they are. They defend, you know, they move the ball, they got a deep team, and I just thought that we played a better game the first time.
It's Damian Lillard, Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest-grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million. for the 2 week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with 7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than week 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, holding over 5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over 3 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightline with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear and low near 37. Strong south winds. Partly sunny for your Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Slight chance of rain late Tuesday night, a low around 40. Rain and thunder for Wednesday, highs around 55. Rain becoming all snow Wednesday night. Right now, it's 52.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, turns out Republicans aren't the only ones who don't want to hear from your constituents. Run away, run away. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Talking about being famous. Do you remember all those times you prayed? I strayed. Well, I finally found my way. Got me a good name. Learned to love who I am. Yeah, been through hell and back again, but I'm still standing. Anyway, just called to say, hey, Mama, made it.
On his Nazi-infested website. It currently reaches hundreds of millions of people around the world every week. The VOA, Voice of America. Mike Abramowitz, VOA's director, said he and virtually his entire staff of 1,800 people have just been put on paid leave.
Sitting on the front porch trying to keep
he said the order left VOA unable to carry out its vital mission, especially critical today, he said. America's adversaries like Iran, China, and Russia are sinking billions of dollars in creating false narratives to discredit the United States. This is the only voice that people in Russia can tune into with a short radio and find out what's actually going on in the world. It is the only voice that people in China can tune into with a short radio and discover what's actually going on in the world. It's the only place the Voice of America and Radio Free Liberty and Radio Free World and Radio Free Asia, these are the only places where people who are suffering under the kind of oppressive dictatorships that Donald Trump appears hell-bent on imposing on America. The Czech Republic's foreign minister, Jean Lipavský, said he hopes that the European Union could step in and keep Radio Free Europe broadcasting. They're broadcast out of Prague. Elon Musk, on the other hand, called for the Voice of America to be shut down.
I believe in
and
miracles.
Trump put Carrie Lake in charge of the U.S. AGM, the agency that has oversight over the Voice of America. But, putting Carrie Lake in charge of it wasn't enough. He just shut the damn thing
I'd
down.
I'd make your
this
every wish come true, but I am only human.
It's
amazing.
Just a woman loving you.
The Arab, this is the CEO of the agency. So this is a massive gift to America's enemies, the Iranian Ayatollahs, the Chinese communist leaders, and autocrats in Moscow and Minsk. They'll celebrate the demise of RFE/IRL in New York /75 years.
And you can't find
the independent community to protect journalists said the same thing.
You can follow.
If you don't think that Donald Trump is hell-bent on converting America from a democracy into an autocracy, into a dictatorship.
Sometimes
please let me
you
introduce you to what he is
sometimes
defying court orders,
if we the Article can 3 love forever,
defying Congress, shutting down agencies that only Congress can shut down,
for me.
Defying
I
agencies that only Congress
you
can
tender,
defend.
Be your shelter, all you.
Some of them from orphanages, many of them, they just, you know, they've seized about a quarter of Ukraine's entire territory. And when they go in and they take a village, they go house to house looking for children, they take those children and they ship them to Russia. To the only major country in the world that has no law against child pornography. Indoctrination camps where they are taught that Ukraine, they're taught that
you know,
they can't
I'm
speak
a chicken fry.
They speak Russian.
And cold
Ukraine
beer
is not a
on a Friday
it's
night.
A
pair of jeans
territory.
That fit just right. And
the
radio.
Zelensky is part of an international Jewish conspiracy.
And that's home, you know.
And now
sweet tea pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about. But it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio is see the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind. This I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio world, a lot to see sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love.
I see.
Four stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right in the radio world. But I'd see the sunrise, see the love in my mama's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love. Get a little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right in the radio world. But I'd like to see the sunrise. Precious child, and no mother's love.
And maybe the crime will go away if we don't look for it anymore.
Thanks for thinking local. We're proud to be local radio, country and community. WRCO-FM, 100.9.
15 minutes past the hour. Talk media for the same among us. Yes. Some of us are still here and still saying. We'll be right back with more of the
news
today.
Hey, Louisiana woman.
Mississippi man.
This we get together every time we can. Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana.
See the alligator all waiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman, we get together the Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man.
When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hairpin through the rib to toe. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That's Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man, we can't forget every time we can.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, is 1 mile wide, and I'm going to get me to the other side.
The Todd Allbus Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we ever have a female president.
Well, Mexico has a president. You have Margaret Thatcher. You have, it's all over the world. Right? I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They have queens.
Well, I mean, we have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Day 1, the hottest day, the day you hear. But day 1 is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day 1.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of
get the lowest prices
treatment
of the year at the 54th annual sales fair.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Earl Ingram.
Today we are seeing the largest number of humanitarian emergencies since after World War II. We should be expanding our life-saving aid programs, not shutting them down during this time of crisis. I don't care where they come from. They are human beings. We weren't even having this conversation before 7 weeks ago, before Donald Trump took off, before a monster took off.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The first time seeing my son, any brand, I feel like my life kind, get a want every aid. Box makes a
he
difference.
Really is a definition
drop
like,
off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm.
All the
together we
first,
can fill
never
every bowl and
dead.
Fuel
visit
every morning.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show
when it comes
live
to your home's
on air?
Plumbing needs,
it's
you can
easy
trust
to find
and rely
you
on Gelinek Plumbing and
Heating.
From
podcasts,
new water heaters, sump pumps,
Apple, and
garbage disposals,
podcasts.
To fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for
your local
home.
Civic Gelinek Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms.
Why Connect Wireless delivers big
this
carrier coverage.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime.
The find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Why Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday.
Out here in the middle of these acres,
Saturdays,
it can feel like you're the only person on Earth.
Wireless.
That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org.
Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin trabaja para revitalizar vecindarios a través del apoyo en vivienda, programas comunitarios y recursos financieros. Estamos comprometidos con hacer de nuestras comunidades un mejor lugar para vivir, trabajar y crecer. Únase con nosotros para construir un futuro mejor. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo. Stronger communities start with strong homes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is working to revitalize neighborhoods through housing support, community programs, and financial resources. We're committed to making our communities a better place to live, work, and grow. Join us in building a brighter future. Call 608-647-4949 today.
Customers has over 8,000 five-star reviews and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. Even have an 800 number you can call and talk with a real human being with questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other college providers. So visit getnativepath.com/heartburn and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/heartburn with 2 N's at the end. getnativepath.com/heartburn.
Stand up for the land or kneel to the strong man with blood on his hands. He's turning our schools to his factory line where history is twisted and truth is a crime. He bows before tyrants, he dreams of their might. He'll break every treaty, abandon the fight. He purges the soldiers who dare to say no. Will Republicans stand up or just let it go? So tell me now, tell me plain, will you break free or bow?
Here, Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's up?
I saw
hey, Tom,
the light
last weekend you were playing a lot of the John Larson rant. Involuntarily stood up and cheered through my best neighborhood. First time I heard it. Now, here's what I'm proposing. Bear with me on this. Back when I was working on California, one of the guys that worked with me was having an alcohol problem, and he caught a DUI, and in lieu of losing his license completely, they put a machine in his truck where he would have to blow into it, and it would register if he had any alcohol in the system, and if he didn't, they would start.
Yeah.
All right, my proposal is for all of the Republican senators and congressmen to have a similar machine, but instead of having to blow in it, they would have to listen to that rant that John Larson had before their car would start, before they could get in their house. I've got a little quick to this time. I know you're not real fond of bumper stickers. I'm not either. But a long time ago, somebody had put a bumper sticker in my mailbox for Trump, which they still legal. But they just had an American flag and the word Trump next to it. Oh, I kind of forgot. out about it. It's digging through some stuff and found it there a while back. And I put it on my truck, but I put it on upside down.
There you go.
And then when I donated to Free Speech, I got a This Is Not Normal sticker. Mm-hmm. And I put that right beside it. And I'll be damned if I've seen a couple of them already now. The upside down Trump American flag bumper sticker. I thought, wow. Yeah, wow, after all the crap I've tried to do, this is working.
Panhandle of Florida, that's incredible.
Yeah, well, mostly when I go down around Panama City or the beach, I saw a couple of them down there, and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. I'd like to see everybody do that. It's kind of a simple way to get a thought across.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. Tommy, you do live in the panhandle, right? Is that where Mossy lives? This is a researchers at the Francis Crick Institute. How your body changes when you regularly donate blood. They looked at 250,000 people who donate more than 3 times a year and more than 40 years.
Since I kissed ya.
And what they found, more than 120 times total. And what they found was that the makeup of their blood cell populations was different from normal people. The cells, the mutated cells that cause leukemia, which is blood cancer, to boil it down, it has to do with a gene called the DNMT3A gene. Changes in this gene typically preclude or precede leukemia. They're called pre-leukemic. And the researchers believe, this is a quote from the CEO report, the researchers believe that regular blood donation is one type of activity that selects for mutations that allow cells to respond well to blood loss, but does not select pre-leukemic mutations associated with blood cancer. In other words, by donating blood. Uh-huh. In addition to doing a really good thing, I've never been able to find a study after having heard about it on NPR back 30 or 40 years ago, but I believe it was a Stedman or Seedman study that was funded by the American Red Cross, where they found that people who donated blood more than twice a year or more had a 25% reduction of all causes of pulse and death. Which is just amazing. Lower heart disease rates, lower cancer rates. Good stuff. And it helps other people. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls and maybe some of the breaks too.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And the White House's press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt, just came out and said, yep, we're going to defy the court orders. Screw the courts. Or words to that effect.
Look at me now and tell me what you see. Have I changed at all?
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now today and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get 3 monthly movie rentals. They give you 1 free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value for yours free. Plus, get 3 in-home tech visits, no cost equipment replacements, no free voice remote. And you can watch commercial-free TV, even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560,
paid for by NPS. Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top-name brand prescription weight loss products. Or the comfort of your own home with this free offer for mental weight loss. Yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by just simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription.
WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. They're on their way home, the stranded American astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. After 9 months in zero gravity, they and two other space people in a capsule undocked from the International Space Station a little after 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Expected to splash down in the Gulf of Mexico this Tuesday afternoon. A federal judge demands written answers to his questions from Justice Department lawyers over the Trump administration refusing to stop at his order Saturday deportation of alleged dangerous Venezuelan gang members. Trump claims authority under a 1798 Alien Enemies Act. Yale Law School professor Harold Hungju Ko.
It's a wartime provision where in peacetime Congress declares war, not the president. It applies to Iraq by a foreign nation and this is a drug cartel, and there is no invasion.
Gaza ceasefire ends, attacked by the Israeli Air Force. Over 100 deaths reported by Gaza health officials. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her hospital-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightline with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
March Madness is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the brackets are out. The Badgers play in Denver Thursday afternoon at 12:30 against Montana in the Ball Arena. Denver for the opening round of the NCAA basketball tournament. Marquette is going back to the dance. They face New Mexico Friday night in Cleveland, head coach Shaka Smart.
This is a date that, as a basketball player or a basketball coach, you have circled on your calendar way before the season even starts. And it's something like 18% of teams end up playing in the NCAA tournament. So we don't take for granted even being in the NCAA tournament. This is really an acknowledgement today of the fact that our guys are under right to be in the tournament. And now it's all about what we do with them.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder, 121-105. Damian Lillard, how the Thunder were different than the team they beat in the NBA Cup last December.
I just think, you know, obviously they are who they are. They defend, you know, they move the ball, they got a deep team. And I just thought that we played a better game the first time.
That's Damian Lillard, Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, a low near 37. Strong south winds. Partly sunny for your Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Slight chance of rain late Tuesday night, a low around 40. Rain and thunder for Wednesday, highs around 55. Rain becoming all snow Wednesday night. It's 51 in our studios.
The Todd Alma Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price of my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Burns, he would not be negotiating.
negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator?
I want to clarify, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We should be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who was hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Chwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Up North News creator and editor Christina Laurie. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss the NCAA tournament. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Technology, built with a library of all the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax law. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJ.com/start now. That's BLUE, the letter J.com/start now. Or just text my name, Tom, to get your phone.
Ravishing Ruby.
Generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, say that
she's been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby. She was a truck stop child. Born in the back of a rig. Somewhere near LA. Coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby. Believe anything you say. Just like her daddy said. Said he'd be back someday. She was just 14. She grew up wild and free. And all the time she's been waiting on him. She's been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back.
6 months past the hour, days and nights of Bill
Green's so a man fun. Named Smiley Jack.
They saw
that was daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby. A beautiful young girl now, Ravishing Ruby. She made a solemn vow, waiting on Smiling Jack. He'll come rolling by, and she wants to see him. She wants to touch him, and they're waiting on the line. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That's what her daddy's name. That's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
Undocumented immigration is a problem. Calling everyone that falls in that group a racist.
That was not her message, Nathan. Her message was explicit, you know, that the Biden administration had been deporting people more rapidly than the Trump administration had before.
Some chewing gum and candy, and some magazines and snacks, some starting over money, and I've been holding back. Change clothes and no pack, to ride a letter back to say so long.
Oh,
You can tell the truth or you can lie. You can say I left you or I died. Say I'm in the Himalayas on some spiritual quest and could spend years looking for the light. Say I'm in the witness protocol with the FBI. Say you have abducted me from home. You can say what to do, but I tell you the truth. You can say for sure.
We played no part in these negotiations because the Republicans locked us up. They are hovering for leather objects, trying to privatize Social Security, privatize the post office, shut down government unions, make it harder for workers in the private sector to have unions. All of these horrible things, you know, name the things that are in the continuing resolution going forward. They're setting up the privatization of Social Security. I think Eric said that. Chuck Schumer should have been saying that every single day loudly and without reading the glasses on his nose. And he failed and he failed the leadership test.
That memory is still as sweet as it was back then.
That shutting down the government.
Chuck Schumer walked into it, and he should have seen it coming. He was too busy.
I was stuck in my truck, all backed up on the interstate. Much too young, took me back to yesterday.
But it was the wrong politics.
So I cranked it up, I sang along, I closed my eyes, and it took me home.
Radio on my driveway, but I hope we're on
Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sport. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Ryan Stiles has a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary, and I think we, the people, should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.com.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
That first time I've seen my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Lately, I've been spending lots of time with my kid, telling him stories of the things that we did when we were a family.
You are-
are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We saw the hurt I could erase, but I tell the truth. Cause he ain't too young to know.
And I hope they have some fun. I don't think it's unlikely that
ladies. It's looms and living rooms. Summer nights that lasted until dawn. Here's to the memories. Everyone's a part of me. Oh, I love them, everyone.
That could spark a major war.
A little or short of talk. Wish I could have kept them all. I love them, everyone. Thank God for the charm. Holding me in their arms. And I hope they had some fun. Wish I could have kept them all. I loved them everyone.
Press reports have read there's more money in China selling Teslas instead of Ford. A larger Tesla factory in China than in the States. And there's more money selling Teslas in China than anywhere else in the world. And so, you know, if China attacks Taiwan and Elon Musk is really running the show, I don't think that you're going to see any pushback at all. That's the thing that concerns me. Spectator sport requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag you're it. And
that honey
do. Did you know scammers can literally steal your all the way out from under the
join us next time. Hopefully your St. Patrick's headache has gone away. We'll be discussing top broadband officials exiting the U.S. Department of Commerce. What it means for broadband in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Well, your Mexico has a president. Your Margaret Thatcher. It's all over the world.
Remember Margaret Thatcher, dead queen.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sigerson. They're on their way home. Stranded American astronauts, Brooke Gilmore and Sonny Williams, after 9 months and zero gravity, they and two other space people in a capsule, undocked from the International Space Station a little after 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Expected to splash down the Gulf of Mexico this Tuesday afternoon. A federal judge demands written answers to his questions from Justice Department lawyers over the Trump administration refusing to stop his order Saturday, deportation of alleged dangerous Venezuelan gang members. Trump claims authority under a 1798 Alien Enemies Act. Yale Law School professor Harold Hunju Koh.
It's a wartime provision where in peacetime Congress declares war, not the president. It applies to acts by a foreign nation and the drug cartel. And there is no invasion.
Gaza ceasefire ends. Attacks by the Israeli Air Force. Over 100 deaths reported by Gaza health officials. This is ABC News. Tariff wars could hurt your ability to get cheap prescription drugs.